structural thinking of this one, the core of the subject. And what is the special approach to this? They might get 4, 8, 5 weeks, but teaching subjects without weight, like a life orientation, structuralism, and all these things, that student is not going anywhere. At the same time, we're priding ourselves as a very basic education of students. But when it comes to higher education, that's something that cannot be accepted. So I really like to strike that balance. It's all costs to make sure that. Yes, I know. The argument is in why not progressive learners to their perception of universities one thing. I fully agree with that. But what about those who will say we have got it in but cannot be accepted? I think that's the area, something that you could not choose to do with the education.
Yeah, Chairperson, I think all of those demands covered it. But what I would like to add is to say that if we have a sort of a meeting of education, higher education, then and also Malusi as our quality assurance must be part of that meeting. Because sometimes they will have the answers to questions that may come from higher education. And remember, our reliable source of quality is Umalusi and nothing else. So, but the debate and the questions cannot be ignored. Maybe Vice Chancellor Johnson is very vocal. He is sort of always in the, he's been invited by newspapers because of his opinions that he has. Other vice chancellors don't do that. Maybe some of them do it, but not all the time. So let us, I don't know, he will be part of the higher education delegation, maybe. You know, he can be invited in that case to come and explain why he's having as part of the higher education. So I don't know, but a meeting, I would like to propose that.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's also just a comment, and perhaps it might help if I would say between you and the Chairperson of Umalusi. That concern that I raised was not really properly responded to. The concern about the school is just behind us here, which had 111 learners. All of them have passed, and I said here, I congratulated one of the teachers, and then in response he said, we have 7 failures. Now this is embarrassing, because the document we have says, Dinaledi, we know this Dinaledi school, because they even indicated the type of school, they said Dinaledi school, they have 100% passed when 7 learners have failed. But when I asked this question, he said there was a shift in training. It's not true, because if there is a shift, the school that is next to me will explain it. And I studied that it has nothing to do with the shift. So I'm just saying, maybe between you and the chairperson, that could be right. Not necessarily for the public, but I think, you know, on record.
I'd like to thank our honourable members, without a show of passion, even if it's for minutes, and even if it's something after that meeting. Because I found it very interesting, and I'm accepting the proposal that we should have a meeting with higher education, and we just adding to my meeting, and then we can, and I think what is important there, we'll think about it, myself and the work. You know, looking at the research from a different university. Because when higher education gives their report, then those lectures are there. You know, that each and everyone can understand the way it works. And I just... Yes, because I was just thinking, that's why I said, you know, it's actually because I'm not sure how higher education works. And then the other thing is, like I said, I was invited to the standardization process, where they, I think all of the
have a council sitting there. The departmental officials are there from the different provinces and from national. And you have your stakeholders and the trade unions present, where they speak to each subject to tell you, you know, why the subject was standardized or why it was not standardized. So, Llewellyn, like we normally attend the the release of the matric results. I think when it comes to that, before Umalusi's release, let it be something like that. We would just go as the committee, that we can all listen and understand what takes place and meet all those council members.
Just one question.
Because I find it very interesting the way they do it. Thank you.
Just one question, Chair. Just one question, Chair, for information. Is it Umalusi or somebody else who's responsible for determining the passing percentages? Say, for instance, you need to pass a certain number of subjects at 30%, at 33%. Who's responsible for that? Because the problem with Umalusi, what is an assuring body, is responsible for the end product. That's the problem with Umalusi. It's not responsible for assuring the whole process, what happens in the process of teaching and other things. You see. It's not responsible for that. It only assures the end product. You see.
That is correct, the way you put it, because the way Umalusi spoke to us, they say when the examinations, before the examinations, they look at everything to quality assured, and then they take it to the end. And they do not assure the percentage, you know, percentage, the average percentage pass. After the assurance, it is there. You know, they can't, like, tell you it's going to be this or this. Thank you.
Chair, I think I understand, and I certainly share the concern, but my understanding is that Umalusi assures not only the results, but they assure the quality of the papers that the learners are writing. So they are saying this is up to global standards. And if you pass this, then you have knowledge up to global standards. And if you pass this at a level that you can enter a university, then you have knowledge that will equip you to function at a university. Now, we know that there are problems with that. So I think those are very good questions to be taking forward. I mean, I really support this idea of this sort of three-way meeting. So going back, right back to the assurance of the quality of the paper and what level of knowledge the children must have and understanding the children must have to pass in the first place, I think we'll come out in that meeting.
Chairperson, maybe to come closer to the question, is to say that the NSC is the department, is the baby of the Department of Education. Yes. Now, they are saying this is how our NSC is looking at. It looks like this. This is what you must pass, and this is what, those are the criteria for you to have. And then our quality assurance body is Umalusi. So DBE must be part of it, of such a meeting, because that will then answer the Honorable Mpochana.
Thank you. I'm closing the discussion, and then we'll do the meeting as planned, because I think that is going to be important, and have our stakeholders present. Because part of it, yes?
I was proposing that meeting be arranged as soon as possible.
It will depend now on whether we're going to have a slot for it, because we're going into budgets. Straight after this, after next week, we're going into budgets. So we can see, you know, where can we slot it in. Perhaps, you know, just straight off the budget, because we will work about 2 weeks on budget, 14 days. Thank you. page 2. Satisfied?
That's good, too.
Thanks a lot. Page 3. Bachelor's targets, provincial. Page 4. There they speak about general findings. That is still on the from the department. Then there are questions, and then responses to questions is on page 5. Okay. Page 6. Presentation by Uma Lucy. Yes.
On page 6.
Mm-hmm.
On the the presentation of commanders, there is a paragraph, a second paragraph, that says that an indicator that the department needed to look at the following issues. I don't know where I think.
Where is it?
On page 6.
Yes, where? What paragraph?
Second paragraph.
Mm-hmm. Department needed to look at the following issues.
Mm. Yeah. I'm just checking. I'm not sure the IRO in respect of is something acceptable in a formal document like this one to write.
IRO?
I'm not sure. I'm just checking on it.
Mm.
Then I'll go to presentation by Uma Lucy. First paragraph.
Mm.
The last sentence. He felt that it was important that Uma Lucy be given the opportunity, not opportunity. It's given the opportunity to present its own findings to the committee.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, Mr. Naidu presented the quality
Fairly.
Of assurance and the
mm-hmm.
examination. Can you correct that to the
mm-hmm.
examination? I think, yeah.
The lower case.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And I think on page 6, Llewellyn, these things that we had, what we indicated, because it came out of the meeting, what people wanted was a summary. We are supposed to get that from the department. You know that we all know what is happening when it comes to these points. And I'm not sure IRO, isn't that an abbreviation that's known? Is it a known abbreviation? Because if it's known, then you relieve it as such. Yeah, because it's a known abbreviation, you just leave it as such. Because everyone is supposed to know it. All right, let's look at page 7. We have the your areas of concern at the bottom, and then the recommendations of Uma Lucy. And then questions and responses. And then page 9, your responses.
Sorry, Chairperson.
Yes.
Just a question.
Let me first look at Honorable Smiles first. Yes.
Okay, no problem.
On the responses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sort of, do some nitpicking, but the question that I put with regard to that particular question in the maths literacy paper, are we going to get a response? Because it's either the Department of Education or Uma Lucy that must respond.
All right.
Because really that also, questions the quality and it also, brings into the equation what the Vice Chancellor Johnson is saying, that how can you ask a matric learner such a question at that level? A question that actually belongs to a grade 3 learner.
I remember
and
that question.
You also give him 2 marks for such an easy question. So that, the department maybe they must come back in that meeting and respond. But it raises also a question about the moderation and what...
The assurance, quality assured. I think that is going to be important. We'll just write it down because Umalusi said they will come back with the answer. You remember that meeting? They said they're going to look at that examination paper and then look inside that and come back with a question. And, Honorable Francois.
Two questions. One is on the some makas did not have the ability and experience to handle higher order. No. And et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
My question, whether this is government department policy or not, because there was some time back in the media that the department was thinking of having examinations or testing competency tests for all the markers.
Mm-hmm.
Is that department policy now? What is the position on that on that front?
Mm-hmm.
One would like to know as a committee whether that now will become department's policy that all markers as from next year or this year will have this competency test.
I think I'd like to let the Honourable Kenina speak because I just want to speak about what she said in that meeting. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, Honourable Chairperson, Umkhayawam is a little bit out of order because he's opening a new topic altogether. Unless
mm-hmm.
he says we must open that topic to discuss it. I think that is how we should have sponsored it because I don't expect us that you can even respond to that
mm-hmm.
because it's not covered in the minute. It means it was not that much discussed. But if he says it's something that was mentioned and he wants to see where it goes to, then I will say yes, he is in order. But for him to raise that question that is not here in the minutes,
mm-hmm.
you know, he can sponsor as to say, what are we saying about the level of competence of the markers?
Mm-hmm.
So what can it take? It'll take you that topic further. But not that you can open the discussion around that when you talk of these minutes.
Chair, follow up. No, I'm not opening a discussion. The minutes are saying there was a concern about the inexperience of the markers
mm-hmm.
to handle question papers.
Yeah.
That is not the
point.
Now I'm saying I'm for information purposes. I'm not asking for a debate. I'm saying, in view of this, is this now going to be government department policy in to respond to this concern that all the markers will henceforth be subjected to some form of test? It's just a question for information. If that is not the case, say it's not the case, or we'll inquire from the department, because this is the concern expressed in our minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
can
so I'm really not out of order.
Can I just say something on that? The question was asked in the previous, you know, it was asked in the previous, in this meeting. And I think the answer given there was, because there a small little debate took place.
Okay.
And I remember the Honourable Dina saying to the department, shouldn't this discussion, because if it becomes policy, if it becomes, it's not a policy,
okay.
if it becomes policy, it'd have to go through the bargaining council or something.
It's all what I need.
Yes.
Yeah.
Honourable Marcella. I hope you're going to close the matter.
Yeah, it will. It's a small procedure matter.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we should do
mm-hmm.
is the minutes as they are now.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, what we need to do is to confirm that the minutes are true.
Mm-hmm. That is your procedure. Mm-hmm.
Yes. If there's any matter arising from the minutes,
mm-hmm.
then a member can raise it and say, I've got concern on this, or I need more information on this. This is how I propose the following is taken forward. But let's not interrupt in the process of amending, because then we'll start discussing it and we won't even finish.
Yeah.
Each one of us will raise their own concerns around any particular sentence and it will
become
problematic. But if the minutes are true, then let's confirm that. If there's any matter that must be taken forward, let's indicate as such, so that we're at least able to proceed in a manner.
Thanks for that, Doshi. Because it is correct. You first adopt and then you ask for discussions.
She opened the
No, she didn't open it. You opened it, Honourable Member. Yes. Now, yes. Because you see, the thing is, that's what we set a precedent.
I did ask the chairman.
Yeah. And now we got what the Honourable Makubela did. He's closing the matter by telling us it's not procedure. Therefore, I'm thankful to him. Because, you know, if the other one was in the meeting, he'd have told you when you start with your first question. I won't even mention his name.
We always exploit opportunities.
Yeah. I won't even mention his name. He'd have told you you're out of order, even if he belongs to the opposition.
He started.
So I'm missing him.
No, that's
let's look at the next page. Page 9. You know, we always laugh when it comes to the correction of the minutes. Because it's not semantics of the word that someone wants to ask a question. is this minutes, who's going to move the minutes? We'd like to hear who's going to move the minutes.
I move second.
Yeah, Ms. Shishi, okay. Second. Money.
There are matters arising. Matters arising.
No, we're not going to do matters arising. We did it before the time. And look at people. My secretary is just reminding me that after each meeting, you know, we write to the presenters, whether it's DVE or Umalus, with a list of responses to be submitted. So we'll just follow it up, you know, where is the responses? Because I like seeing things in writing. So you can take it further after that. What is Bernie?
Actually,
what is Bernie, my dear?
You skipped me. Let me tell you. You skipped me. You forgot to tell us. You said Uncle Kanyahu and then you.
Now it was done.
And I kept quiet and then you jumped in.
Listen, I think that's it was done. I'm sorry.
It's a small error, but I think.
Sorry.
The issue that he raised here. About the mothers, that statement about mothers. I think it needs further, not now, we need to go further into that because there are a lot of questions that we can ask around that. Yes. If a person can't handle certain things and he's a marker, then we start to question whether this person is really teaching that subject. Because if he can't mark it, he can't teach it. So I am not saying we must discuss it, I'm just saying it needs
we
further,
can,
yeah.
That's what I think, you know, when Honorable Dina spoke. Then she spoke to, you know, that discussion we had to our grade 12 teachers, like teaching the subject. You know, things like that. And then that discussion came out of that. So let us see what is the bargaining council going to say about this. Because I think in one province, I'm not sure, they said that they are implementing it. But it will be illegal if you do it because you have to go through the bargaining council. You can't just put something into place as the department. Let's look at the next minute.
God.
I won't mention the province name because we are all friends. Tuesday, the 14th of February.
Tuesday, 14th?
Yeah, February. And there we're looking at... Department of Basic Education on its third quarterly report, a briefing on infrastructure, and a briefing on infrastructure. Just see who was present in that meeting. Is that in order? Page 1, I think, is in order. Oh, yes, it was a mistake in this minute that I didn't give me. Llewellyn, on the minute, there the issue of life orientation, the E is left out. Just look where we should put the E in. Sorry. So Brian has to be spelled correctly. So page 1 is in order. Let's look at page 2. And then follow procedure, people.
Agreed to.
All right. Yes, the A was missing. Page 3.
Page 3.
Page 4.
Page 4. items and we'll send it to our
Accredito. Why are you so far that you didn't give this to
I read them before coming here, Chair.
Oh, you read the minutes, and I know
yes.
Even Moni, Honorable Moni, read the minutes.
Yes. That's what
yes? Can you see there? There's a mistake on page 5. Let us look. Oh, so we're missing some on your upper and lower case.
Yeah.
Now, what is upper case?
Must
be the lowercase. Oh, election. All right. Lowercase, please. I'm missing the person that tells us whether it should be lowercase or whether it should be uppercase. Page 6. Can you see you missed that one on Ron Bonshaw?
It was too insignificant, you know.
I don't think so. This minute I'll put on, onto the computer, onto the net of Parliament. And people are going to say, but these people call themselves the Portfolio Committee of Basic Education.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These are some fair
types. Yeah, this is correct.
Page, what is it?
The wrong one is the wrong
one. Page 7?
At least page 8, Mr. You said the name of the DG spelled correctly this time around.
No, but it is spelled correctly. There
that's
should
what I'm
be
saying
an
on page 8. It's spelled
now
correctly.
Now, why are you querying it? Page 7? Page 7? All right, page 8. Because some people are already on page 8 and they're speaking about the surname of the DG.
Yes, spelled correctly on page 8.
Look here, we're not in the classroom. Page 9? Yes. Oh, you found a mistake, yeah? Reiterated. Yeah, I see this, that Q3. Llewellyn is spelling error, eh? We may not have such funny errors.
Just on acronyms, I'm still struggling with them. On page 7, on page 7, it talks about LURITS. LURITS.
Sample LURITS data.
I don't see that.
Mada?
I don't see that explained anywhere else. And also above that, SNAP. What does SNAP stand for?
SNAP. Yes, I see it there. SNAP
survey.
No, it can't just be a SNAP. Is that a SNAP survey?
Let's find out. Maida?
Small slip.
Yes, Bundy. Mr. Bundy. Lowercase. And it has to be totally lowercase because it was just a snap. Yes.
Lyrics must be explained.
Yes, got it. Learner something. Yeah, it is a tracking system, but there's a LU. It is learner tracking system, but there's something. We'll come back to you on that one. Now they're going to put it in, but we'll come back. They'll put it in, but we'll come back. Thank you for that. The next one, page 8.
Your hand up.
Yes.
On the questions and responses, the last bullet, in respect of the MOU, the small O, is it correct? Memorandum of Understanding.
What is that?
Yes, what about it?
I said the O is small. Shouldn't it be with capital letter?
It's much off.
What
is off.
What is small?
Yeah, so small
is
it's off.
The O is correct.
Yes. Nice. Because it's an off memorandum. Off. Just off. OF. Yes. 9. Yes, my minor. On
bullet
7. All right. Let's count with it. Must you count from the previous page? From the top.
From the top.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, in respect of cat.
Then the second line of that sentence.
Yes.
That word, that when, it should be when.
When, all right. Do everyone see it?
No.
I'm also looking for it.
That provinces?
When?
Counted.
In respect.
That one.
Oh, yes, you got W-E-N there, when.
Was the department satisfied with the planning in respect of...
Mm-mm. That's a tough one. Was the department satisfied with the plan in respect of LTSM, since many schools were not sure when they would be received? Eh?
Oh, then,
but they got then there.
I saw that one.
Right. Thanks a lot for that one. Page 10. Alright. You know, I don't like this exercise at all. I hate it. To do this exercise we're doing now, and we have so many.
On page 9, on the responses, the second paragraph, the national policy,
there's two words, eh?
When it comes to teacher laptop initiative,
yes, the teacher laptop initiative. Teacher Laptop Initiative.
Yeah,
yes, we can put it in capital letters, because it's something. Yeah. Just switch off your mic, please. Look at Shane, page 10.
Upgrade to.
You're too fast, eh? Page 11. Page 11. Llewellyn, why are you so inconsistent here? The 49 schools in the Eastern Cape should could be broken down into the 18 labore. I think they have to just write it out and in brackets put the 38. Because you're being inconsistent. And I don't know about the 49 schools there, you'll check on it. Yeah, it's in full and then in brackets, 49. Let's look at 12. Oh, yes. I think there should be an extra explanation, because the one school was done by the Eastern Cape. That's 50 schools. And then it came down to 49. The one was done by the Eastern Cape. And then, Llewellyn, the report on the Marshall Plan, report on the breakdown of numbers, report on excess libraries. You see, they were speaking again about excess libraries. A report on the flooding itself in collection, not flooding. So we need these reports. And then the next one is on page 12 at the top. We need those reports, and then we need to have separate briefings with us from the sector, and a separate briefing on NEDU versus delivery unit, and those other units there, they were there, question mark, etc. Yes?
Can you to the Marshall Plan?
Yes.
The report on the Marshall Plan.
Yes? Look at the next page. I'm listening.
I think my understanding, and I speak under correction, the Marshall Plan here is an analogy with the American Marshall Plan. And then it must be spelled M-A-R-C-H.
A-L-L.
Because that Marshall is in Latin, Marshall Army.
Yes, I agree with you.
I know somebody spoke about the Marshall Plan. But he was using the Marshall Plan of America to rectify all. It was a 5-year plan by, I think, Theodore Roosevelt.
Yes.
In 5 years, we will do this. We will put up 50 schools and all the details.
Now, he didn't say 50 schools, Theodore Marsh, Theodore Roosevelt. He spoke about the Marshall Plan, how to rule the world.
Whatever the case may be, but I don't see that
I wonder, should we change the word to something else? They have to just give us their 5-year plan. Or they should give it, they should give, submit a plan to the portfolio committee. Just a plan. Let's take out Marshall and let's just say a plan.
Or put Marshall in brackets.
Yeah? No, it's not. The word there should be a report, not on excess, right? A report on access to libraries. To libraries, yeah. Yes, the ACC, like we say, access to basic education. I'm glad everyone is awake.
Yeah.
You were sleeping.
Me?
Yes.
What are we coming with a question after?
People, let's see who accepts this minute. Honorable Dina. Honorable Moni, you are thinking too much.
Is that what we need? Because we can have also.
Yes. All right. Yes. Listen, as moved by Honorable Gina and then seconded by Honorable Ponchana. Thank
yeah.
you. I got it.
Yes. Thank you, Chair.
Did you second it?
Yes, yes, I have.
All right. Now what's the problem?
Yes. Just on page 10, what, just to know what the position is. On education infrastructure grant, the Eastern Cape one was withheld. That's what the minutes are saying. The Eastern Cape transfer was withheld as a result of underspending. What is the position now? Has it been released or what? On page 10.
I think we can just make a note and ask the department.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
See, I must say in out. And we can just find out. Yeah, why are you looking to the other side?
A member statement.
I really accept the need for questioning, but where we don't know, we must put these things in our in written questions to the minister or oral. We've got oral questions coming up soon to the minister. I mean, they're good questions, we do need the answers. So members must make use of those tools available, the written questions every week.
I already said that Llewellyn can get it, you know, from the thing, but you are correct, because I think one of the questions earlier on was a question of mine to the minister too, that was asked. You can do it that way, but we'll get answers, like we say, from the department, and you can take it further from there. Let's look at the, is it the last minute? Yes, let's look at page, the minute of, the minute of the 21st of February.
21st of February.
Page 1. That was SACE and Continued Professional Teacher Development. Page 1.
Page 1, agreed to.
Page 2.
Page 2, agreed to.
Page 3. Llewellyn, there was on page 3, there we've got endorsement processes. Just bring activities to the side, ne? Continue. Page 3. And even responsible, ne? To the side. You see how it's responsible. Page 4. Yes. Yeah. Put in your mic.
The one on page 3.
Yes.
Am I with the correct report now? Where's
all right, now speak.
The page 3.
Mm-hmm.
Just
at the top of address by the Honorable Macheha. Are we in this report?
No, no. You are with the wrong report. We are busy with the 21st of February's minutes.
Oh, no, then I don't have that minutes.
No, just get it. You're supposed to have it.
21st of February.
Yes.
I don't have it.
And I just give it out. Now, why are you people saying, now we don't have it? You know what that means? You are just agreeing out of your head. Oh, you got it.
We don't have it.
Everyone got it? Thank you. We're on page 3 already.
Okay.
Great teacher.
Page 4. We have questions and responses. Page 5.
Page 5.
Page 6. Page 7. And remember the SAB, oh, that's a lot of quick answers, no? Oh, you wrote to them. And then we can just check with them. The person say the morale regeneration movement. You put the E at the end, or do you just... All right, take your E away.
On page 7, Chair.
Yes.
Question and responses.
Yes.
The last bullet.
What
was the working relationship with the... You remove that
yes,
E.
Yes, yeah. And we're moving at E at another place too, ne? In the responses.
Yeah.
Who's moving this minute?
I do,
but I first check whether I do was, yeah?
Yes.
No,
I'm going to end the moving.
Sickness. All right, let me see if yes, Kanyafa was, yeah? Honorable Kanyafa. The next report will be the draft matric results report. That is the one that you had previously.
Draft.
The day we went up to Pretoria.
Oh,
and
there.
We spent our time in Pretoria. Now we're going to do the same with Umalusi. We're also going. We're going. And then we're also going to have a draft report. Just check if this was the delegation. And just be careful when you second this, ne?
And whether you have...
You were present.
And also whether the correct party, you know? Sometimes we put a rock...
Put my ANC next to your name. We put ANC next to your name.
I'm in trouble.
We never know. Look at page 1.
Chairperson, I was not part of it because I couldn't attend.
Mm-hmm.
But can I sort of ask in the delegation that I propose someone else, maybe the alternate, my alternate, or somebody in from the DA who is an MP, not an outsider, an MP,
mm-hmm.
to go in my place. Is it allowed? Because the Honorable James. Wanted to bring another MP with him, but he was not allowed.
The Honorable James did not indicate to me that it was an MP. He said he wants to bring two people. He didn't say it's an MP I'm bringing.
Okay.
He said two people.
Right.
Mm. And
so, but the question still...
Yes, I know it remains as a question mark. Honorable Gibbs.
Procedure?
Yeah, I think if Honorable Smith can explain to us what is it that means. Because I'm just imagining there is a delegation from Parliament and they say I want to bring more.
Yes.
On whose expense is that?
Mm.
Because I don't know really what is it that you're talking about.
Yes.
But
all right.
If you can get
yes, remember
procedure.
Follow procedures.
Okay,
thanks a lot.
Myself,
wait, wait. You said follow procedure. Let us pause this minute and we will ask questions.
Okay.
And you saved me. Because, you know, in this week, we all inquisitive about things, even if we know what it was. Page one. Page two. And let me see if your name is there, whether you were present.
Something.
We just see whether you were present here.
On the topic, Chair. That data dot 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 dot. What's happening there?
Where?
The topic itself. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education on the official release of the National Statistical Results for 2011. Dated?
I don't. Dated what?
There's a, yeah, that's what I'm.
Yes. Now you see, let's see, follow procedure, please. Eh?
No, correction.
That is matters arise.
No, correction.
All right, I'll tell you what it is, ne? Why, you know why, dot, ne?
Yes.
It's because if we pass the minutes today, then today's date go in there.
Okay.
Yes. So we don't put in a date until the minutes are passed. Page 2?
Accretur.
Unnecessary. Page 3?
Accretur, Chair.
Yes?
The sentence just above the address by Honorable Mathieu. Individual school reports that they tracked school performance over the past 3 years. I cannot understand. I cannot.
What is that?
Even if you read the conclusion, Mr. O'Brien indicated that a new benchmark.
Yes.
And then they have those two bullets.
Mm-hmm.
And then that particular bullet, I cannot get the gist of what it's saying. Yes?
I don't see something wrong with it.
Individual schools report that
track school performance over the past 3 years.
The report is a noun.
Yes.
It's a noun. Individual
school reports
that tracked school performance.
Individual school reports that track school performance over the past 3 years.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, alright.
School reports.
Come, people, if you want to change it, you have to make the change now. Correct. Just switch off your mic.
I think it should not be read as that bullet. It must be read with the...
With a top section.
Yes.
And you know, an Honorable Latmo wants to correct you, but she decides she's not correcting you.
I was out of order just pushing my mic and talking. I didn't ask for permission to talk. So
Just to check your mics, please, people.
They're off.
The next page, the last page. Page 4.
Accretur.
Yes. And then, and this report will only be noted in Parliament. It won't go to the podium. It will be noted.
Okay.
So page 4. Who passes this?
This time around, it's me.
Honorable Khanyahu, but let me check whether you were there.
Second,
I wasn't there.
Second,
yes, you were. And second, Fau.
I am Bonjane.
You also now making too much of a second year. I'm shishing you too. I need your Makubela seconding. All right. Now, you see, now we still have a shortage. Let's look at our school visit to the Eastern Cape, Limpopo, and Mpumalanga.
That's a very important one.
Do you think it's a good report? I would like to thank the people that drew up the report. Let's look at page. You know, you say it's a good report. Now I say let us look at page, but I don't see page 1 here at the bottom. Eh? You have to put in your page one at the bottom.
Because of page
two. Page two is there, but not page one. You have to think page one. Let's look at page two. Page two, people. Yes?
The third paragraph. Let me just go to the second sentence. In the Eastern Cape, the committee found that the Lebota district in the Eastern Cape, I think one Eastern Cape should go away.
Page?
In
two.
The Eastern Cape, the committee found that.
All right. Just take it away,
please. Okay.
Either we take out the first one or we can take out the second one.
Make a decision.
The sentence.
Don't be like a scandal now.
But if we say it, in the Eastern Cape, the committee found that the Lebota district experienced serious staffing and leave the other. That's all I'm saying. But we don't need both Eastern Capes.
Agreed.
Down on the 1.1.1.
1.1.1, yeah?
Yes, the first bullet there. We've got people who are present meeting with members of the provincial legislature, which is fine. But as you move forward, you find another provincial legislature there. So I'm saying one should be out.
Yes.
Well, it's there even on other sections,
yes.
Even on page three, but I don't want to rush.
Just take it out
to the other pages.
Take it out. You can't have two provincial legislatures.
Sorry, Chair, I'm just querying. I wasn't part of this, but my understanding here was that you're meeting with members of the provincial legislature. And then with officials of the provincial legislature.
Mm.
So there actually are two, the officials and their members.
I'm just looking at something.
So do you want to get back?
Yes, get back, please, while I'm looking
at. In that district, meeting with members of the provincial legislature and officials of the national department, provincial department, provincial legislature, and organized labor. It's not talking to officials. If we want to talk officials, we must be able to say something in that regard. But we're referring to members of the provincial legislature on board. That's my interpretation. And so as it does not get to confuse anyone, we may need to be clear on what we're referring to. But I'm drawing the meeting to that issue.
And I see two yellow, Ellen, because I see it on page four. At number two, look at page four, number two. You have the delegation. But I think you have to put in the names of everyone we met. Because look here, we met, it was, yeah, you say, you know who we met. Where's it of the Eastern Cape? You spoke about the first time we met in the border district. I remember there were two members of the provincial legislature. And then the names of the people in that district that we met. Because look at the chief director wasn't there that day. The district manager, sorry. Am I correct, people? Because I don't see names yet or of the people we met at the district. Yeah?
Can I understand this issue of delegations?
Yes.
The names that appear here...
Mm-hmm.
Are these the people who went to Eastern Cape and other places of only Eastern Cape? On page four, two delegations.
Now, this year, on page four, it looks like this delegation.
I'm asking this because I see my name there.
Yes.
And I didn't go to Eastern Cape, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, so we have to get a delegation correct because this was the Limpopo one. Yes, but okay. Oh, it's also a delegation that went to all three. The report speaks about the three provinces, and then we have the delegation that went to all three. But I think let us separate the delegation because that's a Ganyako. You know, because that be the truth. Was only with us in Limpopo.
And Mpumalanga.
Yes. So let us rectify that.
Yes.
Because it's not the truth, no? Let's look at three. Are we passing to page three? Are we passing page three with those corrections on province?
Yes.
Page 4. Why 5 on Vanshana?
I haven't had the chance to read this one.
Huh?
I haven't had the chance to read this one before the meeting.
And I'm not going to give it back to you. I'm not going to give it back to you.
What?
You people have to do your homework before you get into this meeting.
Yeah, I know honesty sometimes can be problematic.
Page 4. It's not going to be like in one meeting where people wanted me to minister that you received your report tonight, but then you just failed to read it. Page 5. I think let us leave it out. Let us leave it out. Because I don't think it's anything significant, because we did our work. We were then, we were doing our work.
A good tour?
No, you don't put it in. A visit to the Eastern Cape coincided with a visit by the Honorable Deputy President. Don't put it out. Wait, let us see, because it's going to change it. Let us look again at 4. Yes, just add the Minister Gigaba. That's why inside it, because we're going to really miss out. Isn't that? Now it's like a fire alarm, it's a green light there. Where's the phones, people? You have to keep your phones at the top in case they phone you. Now what they do, like that day when they had problems here at Parliament, my phone is off. Noelle, there's nothing on your phone. Yeah? And then they just SMS to the secretary phone when there were problems here. Let's look at page, Noelle, this page, oh, page 5. Page 5. All right. Page 6. You know, I can't understand how you said at the beginning of the meeting this is a good report and you didn't read it. Page 6. Page 6. Now you see, Honorable Vanshana said, oh, this is a wonderful, it's a very good report.
On the surface.
Page 6. Yes, Honorable Lovell.
Chairperson,
on page 6?
Yes, on page 6, 313 mm-hmm. recommendations, the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth bullet point.
Mm-hmm.
It says the Portfolio Committee would await a report from South African Democratic Union. It should be the Teachers Union. South African Democratic Teachers Union.
Yes.
Yes.
So we have to get that report. If they said there's a report coming. Page 7?
Sure.
Page 6?
Yeah,
6, 7. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I'm just throwing it forward. I'm not saying what I'm saying was wrong. If the report, we come up with our own recommendation, 3.14, 3.14, 3.15, to start. Are we not recommending on everything we, you know, what recommendations are?
Oh, you mean now if it's infrastructure, there should be a recommendation on infrastructure?
Yeah, but after after we have discussed everything, then the committee will come up with recommendations. Maybe I'm a little bit confused. Yes, you are recommending, but you are still going to get what other structures were saying within the same meeting. Can't you have the recommendations
at the end
of
that's why I say I'm not sure, but really for me to have recommendations like that, and all of a sudden you are still hearing what other structures were saying. What is it that you are commenting on?
Noelle? Andy? Come on, Andy. Yeah, I also feel that very structured. Fine. Then I think what could be important, then we don't discuss the minute now. Go through the minute now. Yes, Honorable Makudela.
I thought the confusion, it came to me as well when I was going through the minute.
Yeah, me too.
It's not real confusion. It's only that there are specific recommendations.
After each thing.
After discussion with the specific stakeholder at times.
Mm.
At times we find the stakeholder was equally in that meeting.
Mm.
But some of the issues are not related necessarily. You don't find a recommendation that says, because we interacted with the department on infrastructure, this is the thing, and SADU had another thing, and then another different
perspective
on infrastructure does not happen. So it's only to shift or take those parts of the recommendations. Say they were for SADU and everything, and have them in one at the end, you know, and not different. But they don't necessarily clash. You know, there are no recommendations that will then necessarily be clashing. Of course, there are issues I picked up where we don't even recommend. We find it a challenge, but there's no specific recommendation with regard to that particular challenge as to what is it that we needed to do. But my approach perhaps to it was going to be that we go through it, continue to assist where we think the report should be assisted, so that they go and read to it. It comes back. At that point, it will be to
just to classify
it. Because then we'll have said, do this on recommendations. We'll come to check them. We continue on other aspects. We say these are not necessary, remove them. These are like this, like that. And we conclude with that exercise. We can still have a bite then, but it won't be that much. It will be more to ratify it if the meeting agrees. So that we don't say, let's stop it now, go redo it. And we have not necessarily assisted broadly or holistically, because then it means the next meeting is still going to take an intensive deliberation on it. Yes. So I thought we can take it that way.
All right. Now we're on page 7.
No, page 6.
Sorry.
Yeah, page 6.
Let's correct something there. I don't know if it is a correction. Maybe I'm wrong. Termination of?
Where is it?
Yeah. Temporary.
But where is it?
Yes. On page 6, last paragraph. And it appears twice.
Last. Yes. Termination of temporal teachers. Bye. Yes, temporary teachers. Yes.
Just on that point, Honorable Khanyago says it's appearing twice.
Yes, it is.
To
yeah.
me, the first is like a topic, and then you start on the explanation. But then there's no consistency in other parts. You find instead of that being a topic, when you look at 6 and 7, it's that's how it is. But if I were to be quick to draw you to another level, you find it's a topic which continues, and you don't repeat that particular question. Okay. If you were to go to page 15, I just want to demonstrate
page
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so that you get...
Page 15, yeah?
Yeah, just above B. That
above
bullet
B.
There.
Yes.
There's scholar transport. And there's no semicolon or anything, so it's not just a topic. It says scholar transport was a major challenge, so it continues. But whereas on page 6, it says termination of temporary teachers, then termination of temporary teachers, you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm saying what Honorable Kanya was saying probably is to say instead of topic and then proceeding, you can just proceed at once, but it depends on how we want to handle it.
Fine. Let's look at page 7. Page 8. Visit to schools.
Page 8.
a minor error under observations. The first bullet point, although all stationery that is books and papers and stuff, is spelled with an E-R-Y.
Yes. Separate in this.
So that this one means not moving.
Okay.
Yes.
And so it's not just that one alone. Almost everywhere stationery appear.
With an A.
Like that, yes.
Alright.
So we need to just have E instead of an A.
Very good.
Yeah.
Page 9.
On page 9, other than the issue of stationery, the first bullet on under challenges. It says the school
staffing challenges, yeah.
Since four teachers taken or have taken maternity leave, and we have got two leaves,
yeah.
One should go.
Page 9.
Yes. First bullet point.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Let's look at page 10.
On page
10.
That was going to be stationary again. I think we've dealt with that.
Yes. Page 11.
No.
Page 11.
Chair.
Page 11.
Chair.
Yeah.
Still on page 9. That
yeah.
leave, I don't. If you take that leave out, it doesn't make any sense.
No, take one out. There's two.
No, two is correct. You know, you read the sentence. The schools face staffing challenges since four teachers have taken maternity leave, leave in January 2012 without being replaced. Is that how it's written? Oh,
no,
okay.
That's why I don't like working with the teachers.
Okay.
We've got too many teachers, yeah.
But
oh, left.
Okay.
Leaf.
Yeah, left.
All right. I'll ask our minor what must go there because you are educated too. All right. We'll ask the lecturer. Let's look at page what? 11. I think we're there.
Great.
Hey, you, that's it. This is such a wonderful report. Page 12.
Page 12.
And look at there where moderation is sticking out, ne? Llewellyn, don't scratch your head now. Okay, we can't do a deep cut in your head. Page 13. Page 13.
The first line on top there, running well and no scholar transport was necessary as the school admitted learners from. So, right on top there.
I think there's a mistake there with that one. Yeah, I can see it there.
Instead of form, it should be
form.
Yeah,
yeah.
The other, it was going to
and there's a bullet point here that had to come out, eh?
Yes, which has nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
Must be removing that. But also, the fourth bullet.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, the school received an incomplete delivery of workbooks in 2011. Either we need a full stop or the comma.
That's
the
a full
second
stop?
Term delivery, yeah, was
mm-hmm.
also incomplete, something like that. But we need a full stop there.
Afraid to.
I don't like the sentences thing. You people have to look at it and restructure. I don't like that incomplete. Page 14.
The only thing I picked up under D. Is that we are able to indicate that the defendant indicated that there was a dispute regarding the filling of the HOD, but it doesn't necessarily tell you much what parties are involved in that, even if you want to resolve it. For anyone who, because if it goes to the department or anyone, they must be clear what dispute, even if it's not detailed. But we should be able to say there was a dispute between the following parties so that you know who to convene if you want to resolve it.
Just because, yeah. Page 15. We already discussed scholar transport there. Page 16. Just put in the numbers, see? I think they gave it to us. Page 16.
Perhaps as such it may not be as confusing. But the second bullet almost in every province and the district or circuit who went to schools have complained about the temporary teachers, termination and so on.
The termination letters.
But what is emerging almost in all of them is actually the timing. Because we'll always live with temporary teachers at some point. But the main problem which people have is it disrupts the program.
Yes.
If you do it December, January, and I know one school even recommended that it should be done much earlier, the last quarter of that year, before you get into the next year. So there, we always, I'm just saying there should be consistent in almost every school we go so that we know what we should attend. The issue is about timing. Of this thing, yes, there's a problem that we must absorb them. That's one part. But the issue is that temporary teachers themselves should be terminated at a particular time and not how it's done currently.
I think we have to put that under general recommendations. Because, like we're saying, it's at each school. When it comes to the end of our report, we have to have general recommendations. Because I don't see general recommendations yet. Yes? Now it is covered there, but seeing that it was all the schools complaining about it, we should take it to general recommendations at the end, because we can speak about the timing, etc. Because these are all the challenges or findings. And I don't see general recommendations in this report. Page 16.
This is the Malobane school. Is the one that we visited on a Sunday? The Sunday afternoon?
No.
In Shesheku?
No, it's not. That one is a Shewa.
It's a Shewa.
Okay.
This one is in Zanin.
Okay.
Why? What's wrong here?
But I think it is recorded somewhere.
It's recorded as Sunday, I'm sure. We'll just make sure. Have you seen it? All right.
No, I think I saw something, although it was not
fully make a note then.
Mention was made.
Page 17.
Before the chairperson, I was
reading. Yes.
On page 16, I just want to check or get clarity on paragraph. On that paragraph, the first one, which does it advise us? The second one, where he said with in respect of the high pregnancy, there was intervention from different departments.
Mm-hmm.
So can maybe we mention those departments or just leave it like this?
I think we can put in departments there, because I know it was social development and health, but I'm not sure whether it was only those departments. You see it, Dana?
That person?
You see it? Yes.
I think he did well by complaining about that. I just want to correct the spelling of the very school that he is referring to.
Mm-hmm.
On page 3, it is the very first one under schools visited by the delegation.
Mm-hmm.
It's I. Sishi High School. It's I. It's S-E-S-H-I. Not Sishiro, but Sishiro.
How do you spell it again?
Instead of E, you put an I. And
oh, that is
I-G-O. Yeah, I-G-O.
O-I-G-O.
That's right.
All right. And just check whether we put down Sunday then. Page 17. mm-hmm.
On page 17, 1, 2, 3, the fourth line,
mm-hmm.
and the beginning of the sentence. At time, there, I think... people wanted to say at the time there were no reserve funds.
Oh, at time. At the time there was no reserve funds.
Available, yes.
Right.
And the other sentence says there was an agreement that further CAPS training for teachers was required.
All right, yeah, for teachers. Further CAPS training for teachers.
Yeah, not where required.
I think we have to use the ease there.
Yes,
eh?
Okay.
Let's look at page 18. Page 18.
Mm-hmm. The fourth bullet under SGB. The school had not had an SGB meeting for 6 months.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. And just look at the challenges here by statute. When it comes to money from the department, actually funds from the department was deposited. And you don't say trench, it's a tranche. T-R-A. The tranche. The first and second tranche.
The other chair?
Mm-hmm.
I think it must be consistent with the spelling of curriculum advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the first bullet under SATU, it says there were no curriculum advisors.
With two R's and one C.
At times we've got an O there.
All right.
In most of those, and here you have got an E.
Mm.
So whatever the English version you want to be using, you must be consistent.
Mm.
So that it works.
Yes.
And then down there, we may want to remove that bullet point. That
yes,
is
that's there.
Yeah.
Without anything. You see it, Lorena? Yeah. Let's look at page 19. Page 19. Page 19. I'm listening.
Minor thing also. So page 18, the recommendations. The first one is the school should have a turnaround strategy, noting that they were number lost. No, you can't say number lost. Just
that's the way people speak that one. They say
no, but you can't just fact out as people
say
they were lost.
Yeah. Because who say, you know, they speak just it was number lost.
Number.
To see a time chair, our impression is that the first speakers of the language have also interacted with it. So at times you take it like it's accepted.
Mm.
you know, you do it with caution. Say whether it's allowed or not allowed. Are we on page 19, sir?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think we have removed the number there. The second bullet on top there, the district should step up targeted support to the needy schools. Remove that to the wrong thing.
Page, what is that?
Page 19.
Yes.
The third sentence from the top.
All right.
Yes.
And you can, after correcting that, you can also correct something next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Next sentence. I don't know whether it is wrong. It
the
says
T at the away, there's a T.
Hmm?
There's a T that has to be removed.
We have
yeah?
removed it, but then we go further. The school must use the district psychological services to motivate learners. Is it not enough
full stop.
To put it there?
Yes. Don't put in the school. Anything else on page 19?
Alright,
I'll give the uppercase and give lower.
Yeah.
When we talk of district, what are we using?
Mm.
Because on the same page, look at the last bullet, bullet number four, the district. It's something that is consistent. Down the responses, the district is uppercase.
It's uppercase.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also the issue of subject and curriculum advisor. What are we using? Can we be consistent?
Should we use lowercase for districts?
Lower.
And then subject advisors, ne? Yes, all right, lower cases.
So it's not, James is not called.
All right. All right. Let's look at page 19.
So on line 10, you see that paragraph. Well, let me take it from
the responses.
Observations,
yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from below. It says dilapidated, old, and disintegrating. I'm not sure if there's no some pathology sort of in that. When we say something as dilapidated, what are we referring to? Is it not disintegrating necessarily? Is it not showing that characteristic of being old or something? Even if it was not supposed to be old person. But it has those elements of disintegrating and being old and no longer as functional as it's supposed to be ideally.
Mm.
Metal.
Why do you want us to put in the
Chairperson, I would my normal understanding of dilapidated is a building, for instance, it might be structurally sound, but if the paint is peeling off, for instance, it's dilapidated. So it needs a paint and, you know, just a general spruce up. But disintegrating means that it is structurally unsound. So
it's falling apart.
Falling apart.
But even dilapidated, it's falling apart.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. If it just is looking fatty and, as I say, needs a coat of paint and maybe the, you know,
like if you go to
broken windows, etc. It's not structurally unsafe. But integrating it structurally.
You go to Cuba or Savannah.
But still, chair on it. All I'm saying is that we can live with one term.
All right.
With one terminology. You don't need all the three.
Mm.
Either one of them is inclusive of the rest.
All right. So we don't need to put in all three in. We just use one. So I think we're going to use the dilapidated. Ne?
But again, you have a problem with leaving out old. Maybe you should put old before dilapidated. Old and dilapidated. It could be old and not dilapidated. But if you put old and dilapidated, I think it gives more meaning.
So we're going to use old and dilapidated. All right.
We need Oxford dictionary.
Yeah.
Still on page 19.
That's okay.
On that key paragraph.
Yes.
I'm just proposing that we use the bullet form there because we are talking of so many things in one paragraph. You know, can we restructure that paragraph?
Now we can.
In bullet form so that you know that you are talking of learner transport, school nutrition.
starting, you know, because now it's just clouded in one paragraph.
Mm.
But when you read it, you just finish the sentence.
Now agreed, eh? Because there's many ideas here in one paragraph, and you're supposed to have one idea, one paragraph.
Yeah,
because
it's
features, yeah.
Five, you
Now agreed. Even Mr. Smile, Honorable Smiles is agreeing too. All teachers. There is one idea, one paragraph. That's the way we taught the children. Next page. Are you smiling? That is correct.
Correct.
20. Page 20.
Can we? Page 20, yes?
Mm-hmm.
I think what Mr. Smiles indicated earlier on. Also relevant to the fourth bullet on top there, right?
Fourth bullet point.
About pregnancies and so on.
Just begin the number.
There was a high number of teenage pregnancies, but I think
right.
It would be better if we could have
the number.
Yes.
And bullet one is trunch, isn't it?
One, yeah. Yeah, so it's not trench, it's trunch, ne? You know, if you write the word once on a computer and it's a word, it keeps the word there.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of...
Yes, we have to look at all the tranches, yeah. And then curriculum advisors will be in lowercase. District here will be in lowercase. Page...
Page 20 is okay, I guess.
Page 21. All right, so stop me. Where? The person wants to see that one. Yes, with the full stop there. And I know the department is interested in this one because I denied it that anything was posted. Page 21. Page 22.
That we may need to correct the spelling of Fishihu again.
Yes, just put the I in there. Page 22.
But then also, I realize that there's something that is not very consistent on the quintiling that we do, we indicate.
Mm-hmm.
In some schools, we are able to say it's quintile one.
Mm-hmm.
And we say nothing about payment of the school fees. In another school, we say it's quintile one or two, and the school is a no-fee school and so on, as if the other one is quintile one and kids are paying school fees.
Now, that quintile one, two, three are no fees.
I'm saying if on one school we indicate that they don't pay, in another we keep quiet. We proceed to another, we don't indicate whether they are paying or not. We go to another one, we say they are paying. There are many such kind
so
of indications. So I'm just saying let's be consistent.
Yes.
If on each school is quintile one or two or so, and indicate they are paying, we must try and say that in all of them. Unless if that school opted for payment of school fee when they were not necessarily supposed to. And I don't think that we have such a school.
No, we don't, because it's illegal. Look at page 23.
And it seems to be alright.
Page 23.
I've read two.
But you didn't read
that. I've read already. I'm a fast reader.
Alright. Page 24. I'm looking at all the readers. Page 24.
24 seems to be okay.
Seem to be. I'm not accepting that one. You have to be very sure of yourself.
It's okay.
Page 25.
25, very okay.
I don't believe you. I'm waiting for Honorable Mark Kubera to okay it. All right.
a member of your committee.
Page 26. Llewellyn, yeah, by secondary school. You have to take out that, Danny. Page 26. Page 27. It has to come out here at the top, Danny.
Hey.
Yeah?
You know, we have been looking at Gorgona primary school.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the challenges. You hear what the unions are saying. Then we are recommending a committee.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important that when our recommendations, they speak to the challenges. That
mm-hmm.
Like the challenges of police and whatever. It's just a challenge, and we cannot require that
mm-hmm.
not to have the recommendation.
Mm-hmm. For every finding, there should be a recommendation. yes.
I want to take you back to number. I'm to page number. Page 24.
How do you read?
Not page number 24, but page 24.
How do you read that we're going now back to page 24? Tata Kanyako. How do you read that we're going back now to page 24?
Are we not?
No, we're on page 26 already. But tell me what's wrong with page 24.
No, it's just an observation.
Yeah.
You see, this Khotala school, it's a little different from the other schools.
Mm-hmm.
There is a big problem that we don't mention here. I don't know whether maybe it is a matter of procedure.
Yeah.
Because when we got there,
mm-hmm.
the principal, and there was a lot of discussion around that, although we may not really mention this, but I think it's a big...
Is it the one, that school that we
yes.
went to?
Yes.
Where the HOD was speaking the whole time.
Yes.
And the SGB came out that the principal is an alcoholic.
Yes, actually, no, mm. not really. The principal just, he welcomed us and then left. And they started talking about how he runs the school. He's like that, he was... suspended, and then when he comes back, there is trouble. But I don't say we must mention that, but it's a little.
Let us just look at it. Let us just look at this here.
It's a little worrying. If
I just make a note there that you can just look at it. Of course, you know the schools. Page 26.
Chair, there on the. On the PU.
In the PU, yeah?
Yeah, the fifth bullet.
Yeah, it's been was a challenge in the school.
It seems that the district and the province were focusing only at exit levels,
mm-hmm.
rather entry levels.
Yeah.
Rather than.
Rather than entry level, correct? Anything further?
Given my lot to the committee, now it's time to observe. Other members of the
you have no contributions last
you
night. The whole report. And I'm becoming very worried. Page 27. Page 27.
It's our turn now.
Page 27. Hey, I'm worried about the grade. Page 28.
What's the dance?
Now we're going to go fast. On Romani Red Tune. Page 28.
Dance curriculum.
And Tata Hanyako, don't take us now back to page 20.
No, we are looking at something that is very clear and we wanted to check.
Now check and speak.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4 from the bottom.
Dance curriculum.
Dance curriculum not supported by enough educators. Could you understand what this is?
Where is that? Oh, dense curriculum not supported by enough.
It's overloaded curriculum.
Yes, it's overloaded.
Okay.
So I don't think a person has put down dense, because dense is a tree. Yes. Forest. Yeah.
Demanding, yes. Yeah. We'd rather demanding or over.
I think we have put down overloaded.
But even then, I think what is an overloaded curriculum?
Do you want an example to go in there? There's too many this or too many that. All right?
Pacotum?
No, man. Look at that developing working improvement plans. There's a relationship. Relationships will have to come in there. page 28.
Page 27.
Page what?
Page 27.
No, man, you are slow now. You are reading, and you were supposed to read at home. Just give page 27.
CAP training was offered, but not all educators participated.
Yes.
In brackets, including, if you could remove those members of organized, just say, including members of organized labor.
All right. Page 28.
Then 27 agreed to.
Page 28. Don't speak to yourself, page 28.
Yes, Chair, on the page 28, not really 28 alone. You know, throughout this document,
mm-hmm.
you have a situation where we're talking of the school's turnaround strategy.
Yes.
We'll talk of the school improvement plan.
Yes, it's the same
and
thing.
And to me, it's the same thing, yes.
Yeah.
All I'm saying, when you're in the committee, it's easy to understand that we're talking about the same thing. But if you're outside the committee and receive a report, you may think that some schools provide their strategies, another, they bring in some plan, or they need to have the two plans, and so on. So I'm just saying, if we were to be consistent, if we want to talk about the school's improvement plan, right through, let's go with that.
Mm.
If we want to emphasize that the strategic plans the schools are having, let's just consistently do that way so that we are sure or somebody else is clear that we are referring to the same thing across the board.
Now, which one do you want us to use?
Our school improvement plan will be much more
explanatory.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine. I'm listening.
Are we still on page 28?
Yes.
I would propose that what is expressed in, I think, the last three sentences on observations. The first paragraph, the last three sentences there, where they say the school was experiencing disunity and internal politics between staff and the principal, which lowered the morale of the educators. Not necessarily the way it is put here, but you heard me complaining about the Kampala school where the principal is actually the problem. That something along those lines be mentioned there, not necessarily as it is here, but to show that there
that's
is a problem. The morale is very low because there is a problem between the staff and the principal.
All right, let us just put in something here. I remember the school.
And still on the morale, not
yes.
morale. Morale. Leave
oh, the E.
Yes.
I tell you, once a computer picks up something wrong, it takes something wrong right through. 29.
Yeah. Will you say it is wrong?
Must morale have an E or without the E? Oh, it's moral, it's morale, it's correct, yeah.
Yeah, it's correct.
Oh, it's moral, the other one was moral regeneration.
Oh,
and that morale is right.
Yeah.
Page 29. Just look at the recommendations there, this thing. Where's just skipping? Page 30. Page 29, yeah. Discipline is three discipline, all right, and then thereby recommendations you have to just bring off this unit in here to problem. Page 30. On what?
On page 30. That's the fourth. I know the LGB might have said this and it might not have been, but for us to. Although it's within brackets as well.
Where is
that? There was an eat and go policy at the school.
Where is that? Page what? Oh, yes, I see. There was an eat and go policy at the school. Learners came to eat and left after without attending lessons.
We can call that a tendency.
All right. So it's a tendency. They just come and eat and they leave.
On the same.
miles after that you have to take a bite. Just switch up there. All right, Hanyako, Honorable Hanyako.
On the same page, page 29,
mm-hmm.
the second bullet from the...
Page 29 now.
Yes.
Why did you take us back, Tata?
Have I taken you back?
Yes, but let us continue, page 29.
You were too fast.
All right, which bullet?
The second bullet from the bottom of the... The
statistics you give the
committee
program.
The second bullet from the bottom of the number of bullets on top there.
Yeah.
The relationship between the staff
mm-hmm.
and the principal was irreparable. I wonder whether we put it that way. It's a bit disturbing to say it is irreparable, as if we have given up, everybody has given up, nothing will ever be. I don't know.
Now, what do you suggest?
I have a feeling that the way we put it.
Just suggest what word? Yeah, there's a nice word, deemed.
Again, I wasn't there, Chair, but if they said it was irreparable, then it's their opinion, so you could say the relationship between the staff and the principal was deemed irreparable.
It's a better
deemed,
word.
Deemed,
yeah.
Yeah, I think you put deemed irreparable.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. If you put it this way, it's like, no, it's amen.
Nothing could be done,
yeah.
Honorable Smiles? Page what?
Oh, it's what they said.
Where are
we now, page
30?
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Let's go to page 31. And Honorable Hanyako, stop speaking because you would take us now back to page 30.
No, sorry.
You got something.
No, actually, he has a point. He has a very good point.
Uh-huh.
To say, this is what they said. Now, are we correcting what they said?
No, we're not correcting. That's what they said. Now, it's like, it was deemed our observation.
Exactly.
Yes, Honorable Makubela. Me the page.
You see, we have to coin our statements in a manner that does not take out the gist of the matter, but do not necessarily validate or confirm certain things.
Mm.
If you are in a meeting where people say this one has stolen something, you don't go around and say, this one
yes,
is stolen.
Okay.
You say, allegedly stolen sand.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So that you are actually covered, and
yes.
at least you are within the space.
Yes.
That there has been stealing, which is being said, but you don't confirm it in your report, even if people have said so.
Okay.
So even in this particular case, in their view, it may be that it's...
You can't do anything about it.
But with us, we know that something can be done, and
yes.
we'll put ourselves... and give ourselves that responsibility to do something about it.
Yes.
So we can still say it seems to have been set
you,
like
100%.
No.
Mm.
Can you see what happens in this committee when it comes to words?
I don't agree.
Why do you disagree?
Because we can put in an indirect form that Llewellyn said, I'm giving it, Llewellyn said that the relationship between the chairperson and Bonjane was irreparable. That's what he said. He said, that's what you must say. They said that the relationship between the principal and this was irreparable. We are reporting on what they said.
Now, who wants to argue that point?
No,
I'm agreeing with Dean.
No, I think the thing is, if you look at the sentence here, I think Mr. Makubela is quite correct. You are also correct if you change the way it is worded here. But every sentence here, it gives some worry. The relationship
yes.
between the staff and the principal was irreparable.
But you accept it deemed.
Yeah, no, that's why I say either we put in deemed or we change it and put it the way you put it. But to accept it as it is here, to me it's not acceptable.
Yes.
It's like we agree with them that this is irreparable. But if you put it the other way, that they said so, it's not you. So you can still do something.
Just switch off there. Agreed, switch off. And it's now two principals speaking to each other. Because now they're looking at each other the way they're discussing this point. Yes, Honorable Makubela?
Sir, I just want us to understand that the report ultimately, when we have we are actually reporting to other people.
Yes.
We are not confirming what happened and staying with the report ourselves.
Mm.
We're passing the report elsewhere.
Mm.
Now, it becomes our report.
Mm.
It will no longer be the school's report or whatever.
Mm.
Then we must be saying
it's
what
our
we
report
think
now.
Is.
Mm.
You know, if we say this is the situation, but this is how we
mm.
think it can be handled.
Mm.
So we have got a discretion or leverage to put things in a manner that when we report to the next person, they must be hopeful that
mm.
the situation will be handled.
Mm.
We must not create a situation wherein confirming that it will never be attended to.
Mm. Yes. Another principle, yes?
No. I think we must also, I hear what the Honorable Makupela said, but we must also remember that we said to those people, you speak under oath.
Mm-hmm.
When they, now they say, here stands the HOD of the school. In that particular, I think the school, that lady,
mm-hmm.
said, you know, I didn't want to speak, but now that at least the SGB has given me some footing, let me say, then she made a statement that the relationship between the staff and the principal is irreparable.
That's what she said.
So then we must put it like that. And we are not taking away that to say, that what you are saying, Mr. Makubela, that it is something that we can change. We can change, but then we change the truth, in fact. Whilst we are saying to the people, speak under oath, and you must speak the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We are agreed.
I think we're going to close it because we agreed to deemed.
Deemed.
Mm. Just switch off the.
I think we agree.
Oh.
And look at all the bullets then, Chair.
And change.
Because if we say there is infighting between the principal and staff,
mm.
the principal is unwilling to take
mm.
the advice. It's something that we, you know,
mm.
those are all allegations, but
mm.
we have put them as if it's something that we have observed, or it is not.
Mm.
So once we agreed in putting the deem today,
mm.
let us change the whole of those bullets, because
mm.
really, really, whatever we are reporting there is
mm.
what we had. What I will agree is if you say, this is what we got, we heard from them, then we put all those bullets
mm.
as they are.
Mm.
But once we agree to change that one alone, we'll
mm.
be doing it.
At
the top.
Let's look at the top.
Yeah.
Just put something at the top there, Llewellyn. We have to change that introductory paragraph to those bullet points.
Very happy.
Are you happy now, Prince?
Very happy.
And both comes from the kingdom.
I'm not happy. I see all these things, I understand, but when it comes to this one, just to say the relationship is irreparable. But if you change it the way you want to change it, I have no problem with
that.
No. That little change changes the mind. And even the way Mr. Makubela
mm.
puts it.
Are you satisfied?
I'm satisfied.
Good.
All right.
Good.
But to leave it like this,
mm.
no.
Let's look at page 31 now. And just Hanyako, don't take us out back to page 1, please. Eh? Stick to the topic.
One.
You just too much. Too much. You know, it's too much to handle. The chief would ask me, when is the most difficult time within a committee for you? And I said, it's a time when we go through reports and minutes. Because everyone is principals. Yes, Honorable.
Chairperson, if we look at the recommendation on page 31, it's a very strong recommendation.
All right, great.
So we need to look at the bullets. First of all, the bullets on the side. There's something missing. There's a bullet, but there's a bullet number 3.
Mm.
But there's no sort of sentence there.
Yes, so we take
maybe
it
we're up. Missing something with it's hard to... are saying and we don't say it.
You see the ghost?
No,
you see the ghost?
Yes, and remember, this is the school I think that Honorable Kanyago was worried about, this
mm.
one, that you referred to earlier. So I'm saying we make a strong recommendation and then we must look at our what we are saying about
mm.
the inputs are correct
mm.
or at least look at, we said conduct of the principal with immediate effect.
Yes.
That was, say, on that particular week we should have received the report. What happened? You know? But let's go to the content of what we are saying there.
All right.
Mr. Khanyaho can maybe help us now.
I'm not going to say anything because you people feel like playing the fool too, yeah. Because when you people speak, you look at each other and you start smiling. Let's look at page 32.
32.
And you don't take us back to where Mr. Smiles wants to take us back to, because he's reading now. Page 32.
Are we done with page 30?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Khanyaho.
31 as well.
We are reading page 32.
Can we really, this under SGB, can we really say this is a policy? Where they say there was an eat and go policy.
No, they said it's already in everything. You are not listening.
Oh, it was changed.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Mr.
Mama Slow Lena.
What did you do to take you back to page 32? Honorable Smiles.
What are we?
Page 32.
32.
Honorable Gina, I'm expecting that you'll control the person next to you. All right. Because I see you doing it with Honorable Mponshana, but you're not doing him. All right. 32.
Agree to?
No, I'm not claiming you agree. You know, I'm looking at you people. You are so terrible. You know, you sit like this, and he's so agreed to what he's looking at. Most people on that side. Page 53. What about meetings on people in other meetings? Page 53. Page 54. Bullets. Without bullets. All right. We have to check because perhaps there is something that's supposed to go in there and was removed by the computer. Yes, Mr. Mike.
Was my situation wherein you find that when members were speaking, they would speak just one line. Then I make the second line. So at the end, when I was compiling this part, I realized that the second line can be fettered in together with
first
the line
above.
So
oh.
When I removed that portion to join the line above, then in some instances I...
You kept the bullet point.
Yeah, so there's nothing left there. It's just that it was consolidated in other parts of the sentences.
Thanks a lot for that. Are you satisfied now on the boss mouth?
On page 34, Chair, bullet, what that talks about the language level for learners is a cause for concern. Can we put another more descriptive word instead of level? I'm just wondering. Language, is it language proficiency or language what? Yeah, can it be language proficiency, perhaps?
They said learners could not interpret some of the questions simply because they are language competent.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yes, I agree with you. Just put that one. Yeah.
Oh, the proficiency or comp?
Proficiency or competent, yeah.
Competency.
Page
14. Bullet 14, yes,
yes,
where is it?
Accounting is a serious challenge because there has never been a state educator for a long time. They must be removed.
And let's look at that word, steady tune. Not a nice word. Honorable Smiles?
sorry to take you back.
Page
33.
How?
Another Honorable Khanyaho
continue. I just lost it earlier.
All right.
Three educators were additional to the staff establishment. This could have a negative effect on the delivery of the curriculum.
Where do you see it?
It's
the big challenge is the first one.
I can get the educators,
were additional to the staff. Mm. This could have a negative effect on the
delivery.
Oh, yeah. Is it really what we want to say then? Yes, because, I mean, if I have additional staff, that will not have any negative. You will, it's actually your advantage.
Isn't the three additional have to be redeployed? I think it's the redeployment of the three additional. Because if you keep your additional to the staff,
then we must
then you're in excess.
It will have a negative effect if they are taken away.
Now let's put it in to qualify it. Let us put it in to qualify. Because we have in a lot of educators that are additional.
The content.
Let us just qualify it. Mr. Mara, put up your mic. Page 34. Go to page 35. Touch it last page.
I've got two.
And you're looking nowhere while you're agreeing, eh? Page 36. Now, this minute, honorable members, eh? This minute, wait till that's us. What do you want to say, Honorable Makubela?
Not to pick up that during our visit to some of the schools, like in Bush Park Ridge, in Pumala, there was flooding that happened and so on and so on.
Oh, yes, there was flooding, yeah?
Yes.
We have to put it in?
Yes.
Just put it one time.
We could not even access some schools.
Yes, we couldn't access about two or three schools.
Yes,
we were supposed to go
to. Generally, there was just a problem in there.
Yeah. And the flooding was bad, no?
Yes.
That we had to be escorted.
Yeah.
And I think what's going to be important, we need to have at the back of this general recommendations. Because there are things that's common to each and every school there. Redeployment, we already spoke to. Learner support material, we already spoke to. Workbooks, we already spoke to. Because I think those were all the problems the schools were experiencing throughout our visit. And our this report, honorable members, although the honorable Bonshana said it's an excellent report, we're taking this excellent report back and we're reworking it. And then it will be to make it more excellent or most excellent, and we're bringing it back to the meeting. Honorable Lovemore?
As a relatively new, not entirely new anymore, but relatively new member of this committee, I just want to express my congratulations to whoever is responsible. I don't know who has written the minutes and the reports.
One, two, three. They each got a share in it.
They are excellent.
Yes.
There are errors that need to be corrected. But generally, they are excellent. I mean, the measure must always be, as was quite rightly said, that an outside body or an outside person who hasn't been there must be able to fully understand. And they detailed without being far too lengthy. They are generally very, very clear and well put together. So I really do congratulate those responsible.
Thanks a lot on that. Yes, no?
Yes?
I'm not going to say anything because I thought you were going to refer to me. And now you people are on and taking all the glory. I'll give it to you. But you know, Honorable Lovemore, normally when it comes to this committee, whatever they write is very good. That's why he could say from the beginning it's an excellent report, but I'm teasing him.
Because I know them.
But now we just want to make it most excellent in the next meeting. I think some of the people are actually pink here. This is a secretary. He takes minutes. And this is a content advisor. He also takes minutes. And that is our researcher. They all take minutes.
And once he does the report, then you'll send it to our researcher to go through it. And once it's done, then the content advisor also writes, but then you look at the overall content, yeah, to see whether the content is correct. Yes, and we check through all the lines to see whether it's in line with the ANC-led government. We don't look at the Polokwane resolution. Yeah.
And Chair, they are being so excellent or good report writers and so on. Does not take away our responsibility to read the report.
Yes. Some people didn't read the report. And I'd like to answer the Honourable Smiles that if this was in the legislation in the Western Cape, that I've also checked whether it's according to policy. And they wouldn't have looked at the ANC-led government policy. They have looked at the policy that is in the Western Cape. That's the truth. That honourable members, I almost said people, and some people say guys, which is correct, incorrect. Honourable members, I would like to thank you for attending this short meeting. It's normally enjoyable to work with all the principals, all the level one teachers, all the lecturers, and even the minor in this meeting, because everyone contributes very well. And I like this, when one person speaks, then all the principals look at that other principal speaking. And it's very difficult when it comes to reports, but I don't mind at all. But thanks a lot for coming. You really sacrificed your morning. Just be here. And listen, people, yes, just remember for next week, we're looking at a briefing of the HSRC on literacy and numeracy research program they did. And we're also looking at state-owned entities. There will be a report coming that you people will have to go through. And the report has to be with the honorable members by Friday, that they can just read through it, that they can come with the contributions. Yes, honorable members?
When you put the report on Friday, some of us are gone.
Maybe we'll read it on Monday. They could bring them on Thursday during the caucus period.
Because okay, we have to discuss the state-owned entities. Because when it comes to the state-owned entities, there is a task team within government. And I was under the impression that we have public entities, but then I was informed today that it's actually state-owned entities, and we have to speak to them. And each committee will have to make an input to Parliament on it. So what I did, I asked our researcher just to give us just a report on state-owned entities so that we have something that we could discuss when we come here. And there's a possibility I'm hearing that this meeting will have to be Monday. I'm not sure whether it's Monday afternoon or Monday morning, because this is instruction from Parliament. I was under the impression we don't have state-owned entities. But I say, according to any reports coming to from Parliament, there's a big note. So all committees, I think, will be meeting on Monday to discuss it.
Oh, that's it.
It's problematic for me, too, but we'll have to look at how we're going to change certain things in our constituencies. Because normally I have meetings on a Monday morning.
It's coming Monday.
Yes, it's coming Monday. Because there's a report, a big report that I think was in that week.
In the afternoon could be.
Is there any information you need on state-owned entities that you can go want to go through? Because there is something that I have. Yes, Honourable Ladmo.
Chair, with respect to basic education, what state-owned entities are you talking about?
We have looked at Umalusi.
Yes.
SAIS. Umalusi.
Yes.
websites and ELRC, and they want us to look at the challenges within those entities.
With respect to their operation, or with respect to their budget, or what? I mean, we must have some sort of guide.
I think we're going to look at everything. Because I know when it comes to Umalusi, we have problems when it comes to budgeting. We're going to look at the operations. We're going to look at everything. We just listen to the researcher. Just hold on. Hold on. Let the researcher speak quickly. Speak.
Maybe from what we have been directed to look at due to time constraints, we were asked to look at entities that we have met since the fourth parliament. In our case, ours are demarcated as in terms of PFMA differently from the big state-owned enterprises that we know, but we still have to do them. We will list them and report on what we observed or what we noted when we were interacting with them. Challenges across the board, whether financially. For example, SACE has been reporting on their building, so whether financial infrastructure, their challenge on compiling threat plans, whatever challenge that we have observed when we're engaging with them. And thereafter, the third point would be to put recommendations on how to improve or enhance the work of the entity. So those are the three things. Ours first is to list them, to report on the challenges that we observed when we interacted with them during the fourth parliament session, and to put recommendations on how they can improve their performance. Thank you.
And now, this whole instruction is like the Millennium Development Goals. There are certain things that come from Mr. Speaker that we're supposed to do as the whole of parliament. And this was also instruction from... It came from Mr. Speaker, this one. Or was it Chair of Chairs?
Honorable Food Frolic. So, maybe on that note, Chair, our challenge is that we will use information that we have with them during the strike planning presentation and annual reporting. Other than that, we don't have any other information. That is why the other meeting is needed with them urgently, so that we don't put information that relates to their threat planning presentation and their annual reporting presentation. If members are okay with that, we have that information, we can compile, put it together so that by Friday it is ready. But when we have the meeting with them, if it will be scheduled, then they can add more, and then we add the report to that effect.
Thank you for that, Honourable Smiles. Work that we have. Let me close the meeting, and then Llewellyn, we'll have to discuss it, and then make the plan for Monday. You know what we're looking at. Thank you.
Ask, and through you to Llewellyn perhaps, or whoever is responsible, on the committee schedule that comes out every day, of the schedule of committee meetings. Education, basic education is never listed for anything other than the current week. So next week's meetings don't appear, nor the following week's. There must be a reason for that. It makes planning difficult sometimes.
I think, Chair, part of the reason is probably because the program is very difficult because the committee has a program for the year, or for the fall, for the term. which we don't, because as relates to the chair, that these things fluctuate and the agendas change for the meeting itself.
Makubela?
It's not on this one. I'm just also trying to check with you, but I understand we have closed the matter.
Mm-hmm.
That you will still see whether the meeting will be scheduled or what.
No,
but I wanted to make
an
addition
mm-hmm.
to the point that whereas we may want to compile information based on the threat plans
mm-hmm.
as well as the annual reports and all that. If there's additional information we need, we can as well do some questionnaire or tell them to fill us in, even before that meeting. We can send that communique and say we need information on the floor. They will actually comply. So you can already compile that. When we sit in a meeting, whether we're on our own, they are not there, or they're able to come, they can just talk to issues that we can as well question them. But otherwise, that report can be compiled without them necessarily in a meeting with us.
Fine. Thanks for that addition. I'm closing the meeting now, and I'd like to thank you for attending the meeting, because when it comes to education, like Llewellyn says, you know, things changes from day to day. There are things that changes, and this was also a change within our program itself. Thanks a lot. You may leave.
Thank you.
On my Vina, will you remain, please?
Thank you.